comes to recover the yard, are you sure you don't wish me to contact Big Ben?
Yes, sir. I am fine.
The falcon.
From the falcon?
That's an actual real, like, gun.
Okay.
I'm a pirate philosopher, sis.
You can put aside your problems, sir, by taking another role upon yourself.
How come only some of us got lame-ass skills and not everyone?
Who didn't get a lame-ass skill?
I got primitive weapon sword. That's lame-ass.
I didn't get any lame-ass skill.
What do you mean? People
oh, yeah,
that
Kevin. He gets a lame-ass skill.
Yeah, he can primitive weapon sword. Just to see me on sword skill online. Keep going over there. It'll be useful later. For all the sword things.
Oh, and everybody calls me Voss, by the way.
Voss is this.
Alright. So you start out, it's in the high seas. You're chasing a...
Okay, the perfect storm?
No, it's too far south.
It needs storm to kill George.
Hey, that was okay movie.
He was. I'm still bitter about being Batman. Batman.
That was hideous.
I can just see Kevin is listening to his tapes, and he's writing notes on. Chris goes off on another tangent.
Man, what?
My character's Chris. All right,
I like how Matt TV does little remake cartoons of George with George Clooney. Hey, George Clooney. Go, George Clooney. Go, George Clooney, go.
Speed Racer.
Alright, so you're chasing a small ship.
Okay. Is that what they're supposed to be, the pirate Arctic?
No, it's obviously some sort of merchantman.
Oh, really? You got it wrong. Oh, excellent.
You got it wrong, isn't it?
Yes, I hope that happens before I have to leave.
Are we flying the
Probably not yet.
Yeah, we shouldn't be flying yet.
Yeah, not yet. We should try to look casual. Fly casual.
No, you're already flying. You're chasing them.
Oh. What's the one that we can raise that means there will be no survivors? I think it's red. Instead of black.
Should we shoot them, sir?
Should we raise the red one? It means no survivors?
Not yet.
I'm
not playing the character, I'm playing the character.
The cannons are ready, sir.
Sir, should we raise the flags? Should we put the sails up? Should we prepare a boarding party?
Okay, what's the actual situation right now? Are we sailing? We're sailing to Africa.
You actually chased them. So you already raised your flag, and you turned around and started running.
And
you're closing in because they're a slower ship.
Fire one across their bow.
Fire the chase cannon.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you're the chief gunner.
I say fire. I'm actually fire. I say fire.
The chase cannons are the ones in front.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've moved the ship over so that it's
only like two.
It's going under into the wind and putting the starboard side to the other ship.
Fire the cannon. Ship
portion
still
stacked
as
well. You said fire the chase cannons, which
is
the ones in front.
In front,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so
but after he does that, I start.
Right, so you're going to roll a shipboard systems flight control.
So, what does the carpenter do?
The
carpenter gets out his sword and leaps on boat.
That's what I figure the first mate does, too. Leaps the boarding party.
Pass me the other rope. All right,
so shipboard systems is the one.
Okay, so I got really, really crappy score.
Having a lot of dice, a little bit.
All right.
And if you roll all ones, success.
So what we do, Kev, we roll the number of dice.
Number of dice, add your skill.
So what are we rolling now?
And then specialties do what again?
Just these two rolls.
Specialty issue of you another wild die or whatever.
No, specialties increase the number you add because they increase your skill for that.
Like engineering aptitude gives you another wild die.
Oh. No, another, okay. Yeah, that's advantages like that would give it a little.
Oh, the edges. So that was a coordination that I just did, right?
It's
coordination.
It's what?
Edges add to your wheel.
That's the number dice.
Edges add to the number dice.
Okay.
Unless he says otherwise.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So the six you fire across their bow. Like in front of them, right? You fire over them. In front of them somehow. But those are small cannons, so they don't kind of ignore that.
Ignore
and
this,
they
sir.
Fire back to the rear cannons.
They fire back, sir.
So
they're firing to the rear cannons back at us, so they seem to have ignored our shot.
As far as half of the being pursued, yeah, that's too big. Meanwhile, you got a four. Then you start closing in.
Shall I prepare the boarding party, sir?
But yeah, you're still...
Do that.
Carpenter!
I leap up. Build a boarding party out of wood.
Prepare for the boarding party.
Excellent.
Gather up the men.
In the cave.
I start getting everybody who... Which side are you going to bring to bear our cannons? I ask.
Oh, it's the starboard side.
Starboard side. Okay, so I get everybody who's manning cannons or would be manning cannons on the port side, plus everybody who would be bailing or whatever up here. And who's the guy who hands out weapons? That's me. Oh, no, I'm the carpenter. Who's the guy who hands out weapons?
He does, first mate.
Ah, oh, great. I load him up so you can hand out weapons.
I'm going to start handing out weapons.
Okay, so you hand out the weapons as you as the ships get closer. Go ahead and roll these. You fire another warning shot. You fire at them,
sir.
Get fire. No fire. Fire again.
Okay, I get
fire at them.
Warning shot, sir.
They could damage our precious wood. Fire at them.
We've already given them open fire. Huh? Open continuous fire.
Keep firing. That's what that meant.
He means for you to fire, and then fire again, then fire again, then fire again.
Okay.
That little cannon won't barely hurt him. Go ahead and shoot him.
Fire. Continuous fire?
No, oh, I got the all-important six.
Five? Okay. So
you get the special guard?
I get the bonus six there.
Okay, so this is the water. This is the six to get the this and that. Otherwise you just get the high side.
Okay, so I see. I can either take six or I can roll again see if I get better than three.
No. Okay, so let's say you see the last high you want. So normally you get just the high side that you want. Mm-hmm. One high side. This rolls a 6, you get the 6 plus the next highest die. Okay. So you get 11.
But only that one die.
So I rolled a 6 and a 3, so I get the 6 plus the 3.
Only the wall though. So if you roll
one die that's a different color.
And that's 6. Then you only get this.
Oh, okay. So I get 6. 7.
Okay. They took a screams ahead. Getting closer. As the guns rake the ship, people blast at the smithereens on the other side.
Yeah, way to go.
They fire, right?
They fire back.
What?
Boo!
Yeah, they're off that, so they hit them.
It's a lot of wood that's going to have to be repaired.
They hit you once. A couple people get killed.
Throwing over the side.
I'm glad these safety things are foolproof in the damn holiday. Otherwise, we could be in danger.
Okay, so the ship pulls up alongside.
Three times a week,
long
somebody dies in the
room. Right. Broadside.
Broadside? You order the broadside?
Broadside, sir? Well, are we close enough for the drop? I mean, what's this? We're still following, right?
No, you actually. How close
did we get to them? Are we. Real, like, right up against them?
seems lower than the
answer. Fire grape shot.
Oh, I got the
fire grape shot. My
grape shot.
I got the six on the.
Okay, so you got 9 plus your skill.
9, that's 10. So do we want to be close to them or not?
Yeah, we want to be able to board them.
We don't want to fire out the broadside.
We don't want to damage our booty.
No, that's why we're firing grape shot.
Grape shot's anti-personnel. Fire grape shot.
Point blank range would be fine.
Because I'm trying to pile it right up against their
ship. Okay, so you move up, you hit them with a broadside.
We don't want them with
people get, you know, shredded to bits.
But with grape shot.
That's true. Mostly people, a little bit on the ship.
There you go. A lot of wood.
They fire back, scoring a couple hits. But obviously, they're back.
Everybody, wear your moccasins.
Yeah. Deck over there.
Now it's your
turn. As your ships move up next to each other, make a command roll.
You guys should swing over, not force.
Yeah,
swing.
Presence skill.
I don't have that.
So, just roll presence.
I go and get a drink.
Hey, I got Star Trek martial arts. Can I do that on the mother of his?
Is this an empathy?
Sure,
do I get that empathy?
No.
That man. I rolled a 6.
Which means rollerball here die the same, Chris? If so, bad Chris.
Okay, you roll the 6.
Here.
You got I have it.
Okay. You roll 6. So the grappling hooks go over and tie it. Some people cut them, you know, cut them down. Yeah. Well, take a ship or something.
Ship or system. So if I die in the same amount of
ship or system.
You'll know.
Theoretically, yes.
You'll come back as miscellaneous crew.
General ship or system?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to try to board.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool. Not so board, you're the captain.
You know, the grappling hooks go over, some of them get cut, but your marksmith starts picking off and, you know, people trying to cut them down. So you pull the ship close. Not everybody jumps across.
I scream, Viva la Sean!
And I jump across.
Hey, everybody,
I jump too.
Characters jumping across like a athletics roll.
Make a what?
Athletics.
I'm the, what am I, cook?
Yeah. Carpenter.
Should I go over too?
Athletic.
Or should I man the gun?
I don't get
to
do one,
but I do get to
do. Jump over.
Throw the anchor and join the battle? Or join the bag?
The ships are hooked together. They aren't going to wander off.
Nope.
Okay, so I'll join the battle.
Okay.
Didn't I have athletics at some point?
Maybe.
So,
if you want it, run.
Is it what? Coordination dexterity?
Fitness.
Fitness, vitality, strength?
Fitness plus vitality.
Yeehaw! Can I swing over any bit?
Sure. That would be a coordination roll spit. Still athletic.
Wild die, roll the 6. So that's, I get a 12.
Okay, so you leap across.
I try to mount my captain.
You leap across, blow someone's head off with your pistols.
I scream, follow the carpenter!
And you brandish your saber.
How much do you need to get across, to leap across?
I'm thinking like 3 or 4.
Athletics plus climbing? Is it climbing?
No.
No.
It's leaping.
No.
Or jumping. I swung across.
So I got a 6. 7. Sorry.
What'd you get?
7.
7. You swing across, kicking someone in the face. Kicking someone across and land on the deck.
Ha! I jump across with a 6.
Okay, so you just jump across, immediately are beset upon by two of the guards.
They're just innocent merchants, right?
These are the innocent merchants, innocent guards.
I assume the code of honor and all that kind of stuff doesn't count to holographic characters.
We're supposed to be playing a part.
Yeah.
Start raping. So
from your weapon, you gave me plus 1 at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's 2.
Oh, that's actually plus 4.
Oh,
that's right,
because
he was in a hole
then. Let's,
so I'm... No, you wouldn't get Predator Weapon. You would actually get, you would actually get Ship Force Assistance.
Okay.
So you would be better pilot.
Yeah.
Since you already have the weapon.
So I got a 6 on the flying.
Okay. Alright, so you leap across, and immediately engage someone else, who only thinks, you know, you're only a girl. He can take you.
We'll soon learn when you move that coffee cup.
meanwhile, you know, the doctor stays behind.
You there,
rooting them on. Unless you want to go across.
I'm taking notes. I'm doing an anthropology study.
Okay. Okay, everybody can roll their sword skill. All
right. And what sword is off?
Sword is a fitness.
Coordination.
Primitive weapon.
Coordination? Okay, coordination.
Coordination. Two.
So coordination plus your sword skill.
Four.
Okay.
Eight. Five, six.
Six.
Well, that's all right. Ishiya.
Plus your, okay.
Six.
Six. Okay. You stab your guy through. All over dead.
This tells me how many die you roll.
Yeah.
Well, how many die?
What you get to?
Six.
Four. You kill your guy too.
Eight.
So what are we supposed to kill?
Or something.
Well, they're fighting back.
Sure. Okay.
Like a TV show.
Five.
Well, no. Well, you know, like an old movie. You run your trip.
All right.
Hello?
Can Captain go across?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Captain.
What's your role?
Yeah, they do.
Eight.
I'm fine, I'm
third member,
that's all.
Yes, by
the
captain.
You run your
guys
through.
Yes, by their captain.
Ah! You run
your guys through, immediately run
up
to their captain.
Damn it.
Maybe
you'll get me out of this in
no way. Five, you run your guys through. Fight's going very well for you guys, apparently.
Right.
I would hope so. Just the merchant ship, right?
Yeah, just the merchant ship. So and pretty much...
We're good. You know, pirate.
The spy guard, you know, that's pretty much the captain guard for. So, at that point...
they give up?
At that point, you know, Captain Beauregard goes up to the captain, and their captain surrenders.
Okay. That is enough, men. There's no need for more fighting.
I kill a few on the ground. Get the doctor over here.
Wait, so I could feel the tension building. What happened?
They surrender.
Oh.
I said, that is enough. There's no need for more fighting. I said, I kill a few ones now.
And I said, that's good. You put them out of misery. There's no need to let them sit there and bleed. We get the doctor over there. That's what we loop this. We go, we actually check out what the hell is in the ship.
I bet it's something loathsome like clay trade. Otherwise, how would we feel justified in attacking a merchant vessel?
Some old time.
You, Carpenter, come with me.
Hopefully
we shall go see what loot they have on board.
Oh, that's right. Let's make sure that they didn't, you know, try to scuttle their own boat or anything.
Yeah, yeah, Captain, we will. Look for the loot.
We get the doctor over.
Okay. So the doctor goes over, start patching people up. Thank you much, Coral. I am, you know, Captain Ricardo Delgado Albernaz, and you have vested me in my ship, sir. I assume you will honor, you will let my crew go after we give you all our good. So you order
if we don't find anything repulsive.
Unless you're a bunch of baby killers.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
there's
no. Exactly. Alright, so you've had some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Wow.
I told the computer to cut it down.
Okay. So now the blood's purple.
What the?
No.
Reducing the rating from R to PG.
I asked the computer to reduce the quantity.
Oh.
Now
can
we
can
clearly see the letters in the default.
That's awesome. I thought I saw what you said. What are you trying to tell me
to
the computer?
I want to take the carpenter below decks and we can see what they are storing in their hull.
Okay. It's virtual.
I want to grab one of their guards or whatever. Yeah, I want to grab one of their live guards.
Alright.
Or somebody who I think would know it was in the hold.
Alright, so you take, like, the first mate.
No, I don't want to grab anything that powerful.
Alright.
And then I want to do...
Third mate.
I have bluster somewhere. What is that? What's that spell called?
Intimidation.
Intimidation. I want to do Intimidate Bluster.
Okay.
on the computer simulation.
Okay.
Demand to know where the good stuff is hidden. You know what I mean.
I say he is the carpenter. We cannot control him.
Re-throw.
Is the cook on the other ship male?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go over and try to flirt with the cook.
Okay.
See if I'm getting information.
All right. Make a... Gosh. You must have some sort of skill. Charm, right? Yeah.
Charm. She's a beta, though. Of course she is charm.
Charm.
So that's presence, and then enter charm skill.
And don't forget your sex. And it also says cultural flexibility.
Oh, my.
Physical.
Sexy and presence skills on members of other sex.
Okay. So that will give you. So that gives you an extra die, and that's an extra one of that.
Okay.
So presence. So two dice. You get three dice, two of them are wild. Either of the wild dice get a six.
Three dice, two of them wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get three dice, one of them wild, and I roll five, which gives me seven. So seven for bluster.
Sir, obviously, the most valuable items would be in the captain's quarters.
Okay, I'll grab him and bring him with me.
What was in the hold anyway?
I don't know, we're searching
the captain. The hold contains basically a bunch of luxury goods bound for the New World.
So,
you go to the captain's quarters.
Put some guards on the alcohol. Can I call you back?
Yeah, alcohol and...
Alright, I'll call you back tonight.
Fine, for sure.
Bye.
Bottles, whatever.
And the hope jet.
And the holders, yeah. So you're talking with the cook?
Yeah, I rolled
a six
on my special die.
Alright, so you have the next die, which is five. So it's 11. So it's
13.
What would the cook know?
We had the stew last night.
I don't know if it's set for that.
Everybody
talks when they...
When they eat?
When they eat.
Perhaps. Then you want to know what all the... You know,
what?
Is there anything special?
If there's anything out of the ordinary about this ship.
It's about a thing.
Ghost ship. Is that here? Well, there's only the fact that no one who steps on it can ever get off.
There's only... Estrella, he said, the captain's daughter. Meanwhile, you walk into the captain's cabin.
Right.
Suddenly in the corner is a, you know, 20-something.
No.
Like 18.
Huh?
Is a, 18. So...
Ah, you poor thing. No. Have you been downtrodden or oppressed?
perhaps only by the likes of you, sir.
Okay, so stand out of the way.
You have no right to search the cabin.
Out of the way. I have a band of ruffians.
I assure you, we are not here to downtrod or oppress you. But this is the carpenter, so I would do what he said.
Oh, very well. Go and carpenter.
Okay. I'll search around the room.
Wait, is he a carpenter or a carpenter? Which one?
Carpenter.
Yep.
Just like Jesus, when we get people in the soul.
Just like only more British looking than that sort of, you know, Middle Eastern. What am I doing? Search, which would be what? Perception? Perception? There's no search skill, is there?
I'll stay and keep an eye on the.
There's a search skill.
I'll keep an eye on the girl while the carpenter's searching.
Oh, yeah. I need to get that.
Okay.
Make sure she doesn't try and leap us with a hat pin or anything.
Okay.
Six.
One of those, you know, big dresses.
Uh-oh.
That's, you know,
obviously impact.
Is that a bustier?
I think that's the tip I can provide.
Yeah, right. Is there a bustier? Is she wearing a bustier?
Well, sure.
So
we need women to search her, right?
Yeah. Bass is, evidently Bass is a lesbian, man. We didn't know this.
That's an entire new level to the whole world.
All right, well, I searched the cabin. I rolled a 6.
Teddy bear sequence.
Okay, well, the 6...
You destroyed all her records. You
basically find a little checks with jewels and stuff. Jewelry. Very nice.
Woo-hoo. That'll come in use.
I want the daughter's bustier.
I demand that she give up the... any word I use here is
I have not
treasures hidden on your person, booty, goodies, you know, I don't know.
Give up your booty.
Booty.
You have hidden valuables among your personal effects. Come up now or I'll have you searched by ruffians.
Sir, on my honor, I would not do that.
Ruffians it is.
Oh, her honor is good enough. There's no need to...
Not good enough for ruffians. Cough it up.
Yes, it is quite good enough for her.
Expectedly.
She hasn't had first thing.
Clearly she's fighting herself.
She has given her word of honor. That is good enough for us.
And then, if we find out that she's not telling the truth, what do we do to
her? Take her hostage. No, hey, you're not even there.
Alright, well,
it's a little dim on the mesh.
I'll search for whatever valuable items are in the captain's chamber. And then I'll mobilize the men to start unloading everything from the...
I bet she's got a tattoo.
From the hold of the ship.
Okay.
I bet she's got a tattoo that's got a map on it.
Oh, would you prefer to stay here, my lady, or to stay with me?
What would command be?
I'll stay under your protection for now, if you don't mind.
What would the command skill be?
Presence. I am Estrella.
Very good. I am Rabican de Aldin.
Ah.
3.
Well, you get the men lined up. Enough.
I still think we should search the girl.
What's this name there? So, who's this girl?
Yeah, but I can search her.
There's no deed. She has given her word of honor. And honor is life.
Ask her if she has any strange birthmarks or tattoos.
Why?
Because it's pirate map or whatever. It shows, whatever. Her left buttock shows the shoal off Madagascar. You have to navigate.
Do you have any maps hidden upon the person?
Oh, I do not. No, I do not. Why would I be hiding a map?
Any shoals? Grottos?
Grottos. Just one.
I do have the constraint to recommend treatment.
I'm just sitting there watching.
Alright, we bring back the valuable. I bring back the valuable gem.
You are sure you do not need to be freed from the oppression of your father or anything like?
Yeah, we didn't leave any food. Everybody on this boat is going to starve.
Well, no, we're putting a prize crew on it and sailing back to whatever city.
You could.
Yeah. Isn't that the way these things are normally done?
I thought you just agreed to give it back.
But we agreed to set the crew free, I thought.
Well, that's fair. Whatever. You're the captain. I'm just the silly carpenter.
We should leave them the food so they do not starve upon the high seas.
The water's more critical.
He's really interested in this girl.
They've
shortened that in the holodeck.
Well,
So
we get a we arrange for a price.
Six skill is really high.
I guess we'll send. Anyone want that? Anyone want to take the ship back to Fortress Prince?
We have no idea where we are.
We still have a Prince letter.
Actually, in the Port Royal. That's where. Port that's Royale. Our pirate base.
The
Royal. Yes.
We still have the second mate to that.
Aren't you the?
Right, the first mate.
Right.
One of these guys will be the second mate.
I'm the pilot.
You can also be second mate.
Okay.
After that.
No, no. We'll have the
third
mate.
How hard
is it to
be the second mate?
Alright.
I think we're looking for NPCs.
Oh.
Jamming a boat.
And we can.
Alright.
We can sell the boat because it's usually the most valuable thing.
Yeah.
Well, then I should fix it up.
Right?
I'll start fixing up the airboat to
make sure
it's seaworthy.
Make sure it's seaworthy.
Okay. Well, they have a carpenter too. Right?
What?
Make him help you.
Yeah, I'll make him help me.
Okay, leave the carpenter table.
Carpentry. So that would be intellect, logic. Engineering vehicular? No, engineering carpenter.
What's your own engineering? Carpentry. Okay, that's all right. Meanwhile, where are you going to put up all the people? Sir, Captain Borger. What is that become of my crew?
They'll be released as soon as we get to port.
Then we will be traveling with you.
For a while.
We're not having to sail their own ship back under their seal of honor.
Put it into their ship.
Why not have them sail their own ship back under their seal of honor that they shall give it over at then?
Because we're pirates, not the native.
I'm sure they would do it. Honor his wife.
Okay. I recommend treason. No
the role, sir. The role. You immerse yourself in the role.
I'll make a note of your recommendation.
It's totally illogical.
Why?
Might as well read the genre.
Read the what?
Little genre card.
Whatever else there in here.
What's the genre card say that?
Oh.
Every man's supposed to be a lesbian.
What? You're a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Could be.
You're
a woman.
Yeah.
You could just let the first mate be that.
That's fine. Well, yes.
But, read the rest of it.
I didn't know the captain was a woman.
I didn't either.
Neither did the
captain. Last week. I mean, Chris doesn't care because of being a lot.
He'd be a bad guess, but do you have any analgesics?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds dirty. I'm not sure what it is.
So dry, Captain.
What's an analgesic?
Aspen.
Why don't people just say that?
No one has any aspen in it. No, it's usually Tylenol.
Well, people know what you mean.
This or that or the other.
The thing is, there's no reason holding the ship. We looted it, we leave. Am I missing something?
There's no reason to what?
You know, we loot the ship, we leave.
Yeah, usually.
There's nothing exciting about this ship.
That's true. Usually you just loot the ship, you leave. Usually... You know, you take someone hostage home for rent.
Oh, so who would be worth money for a ransom?
I don't know.
Both the captain and the daughter.
Yeah. And the ship's not very valuable.
Oh, and the pilot. Or the... Well, depending on whether they are. Whether it's a good...
We should take the captain and the daughter.
Yeah. And well, come back to ship with a price, Chris.
Okay. I mean... So who are you going to get? I mean, okay, so,
Is the ship not valuable, Captain?
Well, I mean, it sort of is. you know, if you look at it realistically.
That's right.
Is it actually in the holodeck adventure?
It's in the holodeck adventure. It's just a ship.
Ah, then we should leave it.
Ricardo Albert, I suppose you will be taking my daughter and holding her hostage until I can, you know, raise money to ransom her back.
Sounds like a good idea. Okay. Yeah.
You evil captain. I know how you pirates operate.
He is not evil, it's a captain.
Oh, all right. Captain Heart of Gold.
Okay.
Captain Warren.
Okay, I kind of assumed that you wouldn't. Okay.
We steal from the rich to give to the poor.
So we take, after taking, I guess, we set there. Since the ship is not valuable, I guess we take, I begin negotiating a ransom for his daughter.
Okay.
You shall bring us the ransom and we shall set his daughter free.
Negotiation.
What's the negotiation based on?
Present.
Is Charming Cat? Used, but anyway.
That's irrelevant, isn't it?
Does empathy help?
Sure.
A six.
Okay. So he agrees to ransom for 1,000 pieces of it. A marginal.
8,000. Okay. We give him a time and a place.
A month in Port Royal.
Yeah. 1 April.
Yes. When we let him and this crew go.
What happened to what?
No.
all circles back to that terrible ship.
I
was just wondering how many something was wrong.
Okay.
And we go out and lie in wait for a ship.
Okay. So where do you put up Estrella?
You can have my cabin, so
okay.
I will sleep with the men.
That seems like a fine plan. Then we lay in wait for more.
You are an honorable man, I become the order.
You better post a guard.
We will post a guard at the doors at all times to keep
most
the men
of
out and
my men are good hearted. We are not the British Navy, and my men are definitely good hearted. That's
right.
That
sounds
really?
Yeah, right.
That's your answer. No, we're like Robin Hood on the ocean.
Yeah.
Just
like the movie.
It's a holodeck adventure, and the computer is running the guy, so.
Yeah. It's whoever wrote the holodeck adventure. Whoever wrote it watched a lot of movies.
You mean this isn't reality?
Well, it's reality as far as you can tell. In 200 years in the future, this is reality.
Yeah. I mean, from Star Trek's point of view, yes, this is obviously how criminals operate.
Nowadays, they're much more ruthless.
So,
what do you mean criminals are about this ruthless in Star Trek?
Do we want to order some pizza?
Yes. I have no money to give you, so I vote for it. I'm loving just reaching slices of pizza.
I'm sure I'm never hungry, but like pizza.
I don't like pizza. That's pretty crappy.
Pizza.
That's fine.
The third one. Pizza. Well, I'm leaving. So, not me.
Yeah.
Kevin, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's our people's traditional food. So actually, can that make?
Actually, don't have any cash on me either.
That's fine.
I could pay a credit card. And split it that way.
Okay.
Take a right bet.
You pretty much spend time on the sea. Shannon's character just left. It's really romantic. Spotlight the whole story.
You're supposed to come and whatever. Sweet talk the holodeck woman.
I don't do that in my role. She, where'd you get that, sir?
Because
it's
Kevin
in mine.
He just left.
Well,
spoiling the only romantic spotlight.
It's in my sheet. It's in the genre sheet explanation sheet. I pass it to you.
obviously.
And I'm going to give you a hint.
Mm, no.
It's actually, it says the captain, but
is not your type.
I go.
You're both women. Let's start there.
That evening, when dinner arrives, I will go and bring her dinner to her door. Ah, I thought you might not like to eat dinner with the man. They can be a bit...
Of course, I'm a cunt.
Doggy.
Yeah. I'm a cunt. Why don't you come in and join me?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I will have more food sent down. So I hope you do not get the wrong impression of us. We are really good-hearted people. Although we might rob the ships, we only do it to give the money to the poor, to the downtrodden, the oppressed.
I try to make a break from the holiday.
And those with annoying accents.
The French are our particular favorite of ours.
What?
And we can some French, drinking, you know, warships hunt you down?
I'm checking.
Ah, we are too clever, too witty for those. The captain, he is one of the best upon the sea.
Well, we should all voluntarily commit.
She.
Are you sure?